Offensive line is certainly one of the positions that will be looked at very closely during training camp for the Indianapolis Colts, and the center position in particular, Mr. Bowen.
Yeah, Khalid Holmes is the guy. Once Phil Costa kind of retired during the offseason, he was thought to be brought in to add some competition. You didn't draft a center. This is Khalid Holmes' spot. And I think that he, from all signs, he had a great 9-week offseason program. He's reshaped his body. I was walking in the hallways the other day, looked up at a team picture, and you look at 62 from last year, he looks like a totally different guy physically. Mentally, it's never been an issue for him. He's one of the smartest guys on this team. Talking to Anthony Costanzo, he says he can handle all the calls. Now, come July 23rd, you're going to put those pads on about a week into training camp. The live bullets are going to start flying. Can you be that guy that has all five of those guys on the line in sync when the pads are coming and blitzes are coming, et cetera? So Khalid Holmes is going to be probably one of the more watched guys in camp. Competition might not be there in terms of the Costa or a guy that you drafted, but he's going to be a big key to watch to keep that interior line key for the Colts in 2014.
You know, I got here last week. Most of the building was empty in terms of football personnel, but Jack Muhort was here. He was working out.
And he's a guy that, again, we had a poll on Colts.com a couple weeks ago, and it was, what newbie are you most excited to watch? Free agent guys, and then Muhort and Dante Moncrief as well. And Muhort won blowing away.
Wow.
And it's kind of a shock to see an offensive line.
Yeah, I would have thought maybe Hakeem Nicks or something.
Exactly. Again, it's not the most flashy position on the team, but I think guys are intrigued by the Ohio State product. And it's, where does he fit in on this line? Left guard was a spot that he played a ton in minicamp. He cracked the first team late in OTAs and all throughout minicamp. And you have the depth at guard where you don't need Muhort to come in and start from day one. Again, you would think most second-round draft picks along the offensive line, he's going to come in here and play from day one. It's not necessarily the case. I think he's got a chance to do that, but you're going to get Donald Thomas back. He's a guy that was injured during week two last season. He should be back sometime during training camp. Hugh Thornton, again, was your third-round pick in 2013. He started a bunch last season. Lance Lewis is another name. So the guard spot, you have multiple bodies there that I think this staff feels comfortable starting, and Muhort is right in the thick of things.
And don't forget, this is all part of a big series Kevin Bowen has on Colts.com right now, his Burning Questions series. A few positions already up. Check back each day with a new position group leading towards Anderson and the start of camp July 23rd.